Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Tuesday night to you. Hope you had a good Tuesday, a good Tuesday night, a good Tuesday evening. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 4 hours, and I'm going to do my best to take you closer to Wednesday. I don't care where you live, and I don't care where you're at. You could be here in Georgia with me. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our producer for tonight. Jack Stern is holding it down up in New York City. And thank you to everybody tuning in and listening all over North America. We got a lot to do. It's been a busy, busy day. Lionel Messi is scoring goals like nobody's business. Justin Herbert's getting paid. Jaylen Brown is getting paid. Bronny James, we found out unfortunate news earlier today. He suffered a cardiac arrest yesterday. Deion Sanders is back from his injury. Early this morning, Saquon Barkley, we find out him and the Giants agreed to a one-year deal. Trayvon Diggs gets a contract. It's like Christmas time for professional athletes right now. I don't care what sport you play. Messi's getting money. Herbert's getting money. Jaylen Brown is getting money. Everybody's getting money. Jim Harbaugh might be getting punished. We'll talk about that. It's been a busy day. Real busy. Brock Purdy is back. They're working Brock Purdy into the fold here with the 49ers. So Trey Lance, I guess he can go kick rocks or play tiddlywinks with Sam Darnold. It's been a ridiculously busy day. And we're going to talk about it all. If you want to participate in the show as well, you know how to do it. The phone number here is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also get a hold of me. I am everywhere online at JR Sport Brief. So go ahead, knock yourself out. Go ahead and do so. Thank you to everybody tuning in on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. Thank you to everybody locked in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, of which there are hundreds upon hundreds in North America, SiriusXM Channel 158, and everybody on a smart speaker. Jack, thank you for holding things down tonight. I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, JR. I'm looking forward to a great night as always. It's going to be a fantastic edition of the JR Sport Brief Show. I can already feel it.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate the optimism. And everybody down in Miami, they certainly have room for optimism. I want to start off with some positivity. You know, there's so much negativity going on. And I know this is crazy. Think about this for a minute. I'm talking about Lionel Messi here on CBS Sports Radio. We know the NFL is king. And here in the United States of America, the NBA is not that far behind, a decent far behind. You got Major League Baseball. You got hockey. The MLS is behind all of that. But soccer as a sport is growing. The interest in the game is growing. And you got a guy here in Messi who just showed up last Friday, just walked off the bench and scored a goal and did it like it's nothing. And then so again tonight in Miami, Messi is playing Atlanta United. And this man just basically walked out onto the pitch and it took him all of 9 minutes to score a goal. And then it took him another, 11 minutes after that to score another goal, or about 12 minutes. Messi is out here. He's just whooping ass. It's like a paid vacation for Lionel Messi. Listen to this first goal. This is courtesy of Apple TV. Listen to this.
Side, Messi with Kazan off his line. Messi off the post. Puts the follow in. Of course he did. 8 minutes in. Lionel Messi gets his second for Miami. 1-0.
Yeah, and then that was at the ninth minute of the game, and then Lionel Messi came back again at the 22nd minute, and he said, you know what, this is what the people paid to see me do, and he did it. Listen to this.
Everything's about opening the game going forward. Great ball from
Brazil. I think he's onside. Messi with Kazan off his line. Messi!
This is like three goals for Lionel between the two games he played, you know, the one on Friday and the one today. It's like three goals in I think less than 60 minutes for Messi. This is a paid vacation. You know, for anyone not familiar, this is like LeBron James going over to, I don't know, the EuroLeague right now and destroying everybody in Europe. This is what this is. Lionel Messi is sitting around. He's like, oh, man, I'm making 50 to 60, and then I got another 20 coming here, and I got another 10 coming here. I'm sitting here. I'm probably going to make 100 mil just over the next year, and man, I'm just beating up on a competition. It's like playing your little brother. It's like beating up on your little sister in basketball. I don't know. Congratulations to Lionel Messi, certainly bringing a lot of attention to football and soccer. Good for him. Good for Messi. More attention to football and soccer. We mentioned this. Today was a day for everybody to get paid. Justin Herbert got the biggest contract in NFL history today. 5-year, $262.5 million. I can't forget the $500,000 because it helps push him above Lamar Jackson. That's on the NFL side. And so you gotta double up here on your football. You got Lionel Messi. You got Justin Herbert making all types of money. Now he's the highest paid quarterback per year, $52.5 million. He makes a half million more than Lamar Jackson. And so you know what's coming next. Burrow is coming to make more money than him. And it's just a matter of time until that takes place. And that happened about, I don't know, an hour or two ago. But then even earlier today, we found out that Jaylen Brown, all he talked about was respect, and are the Celtics going to show him the respect that he deserves? And he ends up with the biggest contract in NBA history. 5-year, $304 million deal for Jaylen Brown. 5 years, $304 million. I remember when it was a big deal for an NBA player to walk away with a contract that paid him, I don't know, $20 million a year. Jaylen Brown, at the end of his deal, he's going to be making $70 million for one season. Man, did I miss the genetic lottery on this one, man? And we had whole conversations. Well, not just me, but a lot of people. Can Jaylen Brown go left? Can he go left? He making a lot of money here. Wait until Tatum gets his contract. Between the two of these dudes, the Boston Celtics are going to be paying him more than, I don't know, $600 million. You don't even got to be a champion to win. You could be close. You get that bread, get that paper. Jaylen Brown, he's good in the playoffs, but then he kind of choked and fell apart, got exposed a little bit. Justin Herbert, oh, we saw what happened with him in the playoffs. He met the Jacksonville Jaguars. It wasn't his fault, not at all. But what was that, 27 points? Ridiculous. 27-point lead blown. Let you know that you don't got to be out here winning no championships. You don't have to be out here being the best of the best. You got to be close enough, and you getting paid, man. I tell people all the time, you as a fan, you root for your team. You could root for the Celtics. You can go ahead and root for the Chargers. I don't care if they're in San Diego, where they should be, damn it, or whether they're in Los Angeles, where they shouldn't be. Fans are going to want their team to, you know, go for the championship. Fans are going to want their players to sacrifice and give it their all, and they want to walk away with a ring. The players, when they get drafted, they're trying to make money. They're not coming into the league. They're not going into the NFL, and they're not going into the NBA going, oh, man, I need that Vince Lombardi trophy now. They're not running around letting everybody know, oh, I need to hoist the Larry O'Brien trophy. It doesn't work that way. You're going to have guys who say it. Lamar Jackson let everybody know out the gate. Yeah, I want that Super Bowl. That's what I'm showing up for. I want my Super Bowl trophy. I want to bring a Super Bowl to Baltimore. That's a nice thing to say. You want your money first. Lamar Jackson just let everybody know. In no uncertain terms, he was about his money. He got his money. Rule number one, rookie professional athlete, stick around. Not every rookie is getting a $30 million deal right out of the gate. Stick around. Figure out who you are in the league, the NFL, the NBA. Find your niche. Get paid. Make money. Get paid. Make money. Do it again. Get comfortable. Get paid. And if you can do or go for a championship at the same time, then go for it. There's only but so many superstars in either one of these leagues. It's all about the cash. All about the money. Jaylen Brown gets money. Justin Herbert gets money. Messi's getting money. Shohei Ohtani, he might be traded. He's definitely getting money. It's a matter of time. Even Arch Manning. Yeah, we'll talk about Arch Manning later on in the show. Arch Manning, down playing in Texas, he got a new contract, man. An NIL deal. Let me be specific. Texas isn't paying him to show up. That would have been illegal. We've been there, and we've seen that before. So we have a lot to do, a lot to discuss tonight. We're going to dive deeper into Justin Herbert. What does this mean? Justin Herbert's making more money than any quarterback, than any player that's ever signed a contract in NFL history. Justin Herbert hasn't won a playoff game. Jaylen Brown signed his name on a dotted line, is making more money than any NBA player in history. Okay, he's been to some Eastern Conference Finals. He's been to an NBA Finals. And as recently as about two months ago, people are saying that he can't go left. He needs to work on his dribble. He's making more money than anybody ever. We're going to talk about his deal. And I mean, well, if he's getting that, Jason Tatum must be licking his chops. We'll dive into Herbert. We'll talk about Brown. Saquon Barkley and the Giants agreed to a deal. Jim Harbaugh might be in trouble. Brock Purdy showed up and now he has his job back. Hopefully he can stay healthy. Trayvon Diggs getting paid. Jerry Jones opening up his mouth and answering questions about the Super Bowl. There's so much to do. So much that we'll talk about. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We are just getting started. I told you, we're going to get this show rolling on some positive news. And if you haven't heard about Bronny James and his issue, when we come back, I'm going to give you the positive there and give you an update. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Happy Tuesday night, folks, here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You heard the number. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. So all of the contracts and the money today in sports, it took up a lot of the news from Justin Herbert to Jaylen Brown, setting records in their respective sports with their contracts. Saquon Barkley settling on a deal with the New York Giants, a one-year deal. We'll get into the weeds on that one. Jerry Jones handing out a contract to Trayvon Diggs, and then Jerry Jones talking about the Super Bowl. What else is new there? But some news that pretty much popped earlier on in the day and made you go, what? Was Bronny James. Yes, LeBron James Jr., LeBron James' son, the son that LeBron wants to play in the NBA with. Bronny James, we learned earlier today, he suffered a cardiac arrest yesterday at USC at practice. And what's cardiac arrest? Your heart stops. That's it. A heart attack is a blockage. A cardiac arrest means your heart stops. And my good folks at KTLA, they actually helped break this news earlier today. I want you to take a listen to their report. Here it is.
Breaking news, LeBron James' son, Bronny, is recovering this morning after suffering cardiac arrest at USC yesterday. TMZ reports it happened just before 9:30 in the morning during workouts at the Galen Center. The James family released a statement this morning saying Bronny is now out of the ICU. He's in stable condition. In the statement, the James family thanked USC's medical and athletic staff for their work. They've asked for respect and privacy.
Yeah, well, like anyone would want. And this happens just, I don't want to say all the time, but there are instances where this happens where it's not LeBron James' son. There are instances where this happens, and we know what took place with Damar Hamlin with the Buffalo Bills, Monday Night Football, getting hit at the wrong time, in the wrong place, right in the chest, and he needed to be resuscitated and brought back to life on the field. Like, this happens more often than people think or realize, especially at the amateur level. It's one thing for this to take place at USC to LeBron James' son, but there's so many people, and I'm sure, and unfortunately, there are people listening to the sound of my voice that know of these instances happening at your local high school, in your neighborhood. You know, maybe unfortunately someone wasn't able to be brought back to life or resuscitated. And so Bronny James having this take place at USC at basketball practice, we don't know the reasons. And I know, like a lot of people, if you go on Twitter, people will say it was the shot or the jab, etc. And you can read and see from medical professionals that will say that, hey, there has not necessarily been any type of uptick. But then you'll find other people who will just kind of push any button that they should feel like. So if you find one doctor to say one thing, you know, you'll find another one to say the opposite. It's this has been happening for a long time before anybody even knew what a COVID-19 was. So I certainly hope that can be put to bed. Most importantly is that Bronny James is here. He's alive. I mean, that's not a headline or story that anybody wants to hear. And I can't imagine being LeBron James or Savannah or his brother Bryce or his little sister and just, hey, well, what happened to your brother? Oh, he's just at basketball practice getting ready to take the next step in his career and his heart just stopped. So more importantly, good on him and the family that he's here, that he's stable, that he's recovering. And I'm sure it is still a very scary moment for LeBron James and his entire family. And what happens with him basketball-wise is second. It really is. We've heard for years LeBron James opine about wanting to play with his son. And with Bronny James right on the doorstep of that, without further testing, there's no need to speculate, zero need to speculate. We don't know what the hell is going to go on with his career, whether it be in college or a future as a pro, until you know that he's healthy enough to go out there and do so. And so good on him for being able to make it through. I think it'd be awesome if he can be cleared to go out there and play for USC. and continue on with his basketball career. It would be an amazing story to go and play with LeBron. But look, you never know what life is going to go out there and hand you. You don't. Bronny James is 18 years old. 18 years old. Okay, this ain't nobody who's been sitting around. He's an athlete. He's hopefully a future professional athlete. I don't think Bronny James is sitting around, just drinking himself into a hole. I don't think he's eating himself into a hole. He might have a genetic issue. Sometimes that is a reason to suffer cardiac arrest. And we'll find out sooner than later. And if we don't, that's fine too. Because all you can ask for, really for anybody, is that they go out there and they have their health. And so all the best to LeBron James and his family, as this ain't something you expect to see. When I read about Bronny James, I don't expect the breaking news to be cardiac arrest at practice. I'm expecting it to be that Bronny James is staying another year in college. And Bronny James doesn't want to play with his dad. Bronny James is transferring schools. Not that he has a heart issue. So all the best to Bronny James and his recovery. And whatever he wants to do, as LeBron said, it's like, yeah, it's my dream. I would love to play with my son. But it might not be my son's dream. And whatever he wants to do, I'm fine with. And so for both of them, for their entire family, you would just hope that every option can still be there on the table. All the best to Bronny James and his recovery. Somebody else in the process of recovering, and you can't keep this guy down, not for long. Hey, Jack, you know who I'm getting ready to talk about?
I have no idea, JR. Can I have one guess?
Yeah, go for it.
Is it one of LeBron's teammates?
No, this guy doesn't have anything to do with basketball.
Okay, I don't want to guess then, because I'm fearful that I'm going to sound dumb here.
Well, you don't have to work too hard, Jack. This happens to be Deion Sanders.
Ooh, okay.
Deion Sanders is already back to work. It was only last week. Were we working together last week when we talked about Deion and his foot?
Yes, on Friday night. We talked about Deion, Shador, the impact that Coach Prime is going to have in year one, and how Charles Kelly, the defensive coordinator, is handling the situation in his absence. Obviously, he went out to Vegas for Pac-12 Media Day, stood for Coach Prime, and we had kind of a little bit of a discussion about that.
Well, Deion Sanders, and this is the part that's crazy, because you think about a professional athlete, and we can look at someone like Bronny James, obviously a great bloodline and lineage, genetics, being the son of LeBron James, only being 18 years old. And then you can look on the complete opposite end of the spectrum and look at someone like Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders, I don't believe Deion is, how old is Deion? He's 55 years old. And you think about Deion, and he's high-stepping, and he's running, and he's jumping, and he's flying all over the place. And he's a 55-year-old coach right now at this stage, and he's dealing with clots in his legs. And last week, the reason why he wasn't at Media Day and had to step away from Colorado, he needed additional surgeries on his legs. Found out that blood clotting is something that runs in his family, that they have been dealt with, or that they have to deal with. And so the same thing could potentially be for Bronny James. And you can never look at somebody and go, oh, well, they're the upper echelon of what an athlete is, and they're at the top of the food chain. Ain't nobody out here like perfect. Ain't nobody out here foolproof. These are still human beings. They might be better conditioned. They might be bigger. They might be faster. They might be stronger. But one thing you can't beat is the cards that you were dealt. You can't beat Mother Nature. And so Deion Sanders, we already know about the amputation of the toes on his foot. He's talked about the clotting and the pain in his legs. And he had the blood clots removed from his legs. He reportedly also got, not that I needed to know all of this, he got the two toes or three toes he had left straightened out on his foot, hopefully relieving some of the pain. And Deion Sanders was back in his office kind of just jamming the songs. His son walked in and was just like, yeah, my dad is supposed to be resting, but here he is sitting down in a chair back in the office of Colorado, and he is already back to work. And Deion Sanders, we know that there's not a camera or a microphone that this man has never enjoyed or just shouted into. And I guess that's better than the alternative, as I'm sure football is keeping him occupied and away from his health issues. So good on LeBron James Jr. and his recovery, and then the same thing for Deion Sanders. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. If you want to holler at me, it's simple. Phone number 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. On the other side of the break, you know, there's going to be a lot of talk about Herbert and his money, and we're going to get into Brown and his money. Some news that popped early today was Saquon Barkley. He's getting his cash as well. It ain't one of these mega deals the other guys are getting, but I guess something is better than nothing. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. This was Bronny James' surprising news, obviously. I think we all knew at some point in time Jaylen Brown and Herbert were going to get their contracts. We'll talk about them. I didn't expect this one this morning. Saquon Barkley and the New York Giants coming to an agreement on a one-year deal. And that's all they could come to an agreement on, because knowing that they went past the deadline last week with the franchise tag, that was for a long-term agreement. And they didn't get to that, so there was no way in hell that they were going to be able to sign Saquon Barkley to a long-term contract, even if they wanted to. And it was pretty much the same from Saquon Barkley's side as well. And to find out earlier today that they basically they found a little bit of a middle ground. But I would say the New York Giants actually won out here, and of course they won out. I feel like all the NFL teams are winning out when it comes to negotiations with their running backs. So Saquon Barkley is not going to play on that $10 million franchise tag. His current deal, the new deal that they came to terms with, is basically $1 million on top of the franchise tag, so that's 11. He received a $2 million signing bonus, so if you take 11 and add 2, that's $13 million. And if you think about the highest paid running backs in the NFL right now, Christian McCaffrey is at 16. Alvin Kamara is at 15. And Saquon Barkley, all things considered, he's going to make a few more dollars than Derrick Henry. And so Saquon is now the third highest paid running back in the NFL. If you think about the incentives, if you look at his $2 million signing bonus, this was a little bit of a handout. I don't want to say a handout. There's a lot of money to hand out. But this was a peace offering. This was an olive branch from the New York Giants. Saquon has been very vocal over the past several weeks. And let's be honest, Saquon has been vocal over the past several months about staying a New York Giant. I mean, I won't forget, he stood at the podium at one time and he basically said, I want to be a New York Giant for life. This was months ago. Listen to this.
I mean, I think I kind of been vocal about, and before contracts was even brought up, about how I feel about this place, where I want my legacy to be in this place, and I want to be a Giant for life. And like I said, I've been vocal about that, so you know, if the conversation gets brought up again, and we'll go from there.
Okay. All right. So he went from wanting to be a New York Giant for life to saying this 2 weeks ago on the Chuck Knox show. This is Saquon talking about his leverage.
This is my leverage. My leverage is, I can say f*** you to the Giants. I can say f*** you to my teammates and be like, you want me to show you my worth? You want to show you how valuable I am to the team? I won't show up. Right. I won't play it down. And that's a play I can use.
He doesn't have to play that because he signed a one-year deal. And here's the other deal. If the New York Giants want to hit him with a franchise tag again next season, they can. And Saquon Barkley can't do anything. There's nothing prohibiting the Giants from saying, nah, man, we don't want to give you a long-term deal. And it has been reported that when the Giants and Saquon could not come to terms on a long-term agreement, that Saquon Barkley said, trade me. Well, that's real far off from what you just heard a few minutes ago where Saquon is like, I want to be a New York Giant for life. I told you, folks, it's about the money. You get to the money, you get to the cash first, and everything else just falls into place. So I don't think Saquon Barkley cared too much whether or not he was getting his $14, $15 million from the New York Giants or the Dolphins or anybody, really. You got to get to the cash. You got to get to the money. You got to get to the paper. It's still a damn travesty, pretty much, how you think about what he contributes to the New York Giants, especially their offense or their lack of an offense last year. Knowing that Saquon Barkley is going to make, about $13, $14 million. And then you can look at Daniel Jones and say that Daniel Jones, and yes, he's the quarterback, and the quarterback makes the decisions, and he's the most important player on the team. But as a football player, all things considered, Daniel Jones, $40 million? Saquon Barkley, 13? I don't know if that math is making all that much sense. That's a wide gap. That's a wide chasm. But maybe in Saquon Barkley's next life, maybe Saquon will come back and be a QB. Maybe he won't be built like a fire plug. Maybe he will go out there and change things up. So the New York Giants don't have to worry about that going into the season. Is Saquon going to hold out? Is Saquon going to show up for work? Is Saquon going to be fined? Nope. Saquon Barkley, I guess this shows that he's not one of these jerks, right? He just said, I can tell the New York Giants F you. He didn't do that. He reportedly asked for a trade when he didn't get his long-term deal. The Giants kept him. And they basically said, hey, if you want to take this money, take it now. And then that'll be the best that you can get. I told you, these running backs, they have zero leverage. Good luck to Saquon, the New York Giants, and then Daniel Jones, too. I think Daniel Jones will always need it. And speaking of a team in the NFC East handing out deals, Trevon Diggs, the younger brother of Stephon Diggs, Dallas Cowboys cornerback, he got a new contract today. Think about this. 5-year deal, $97 million. He was a second-round pick out of Alabama back in 2020. He was drafted in the damn pandemic. He's already a two-time Pro Bowler, one-time All-Pro. Two seasons ago, he had 11 interceptions. Every ball that was in the air basically ended up in his hands, and the Dallas Cowboys have locked him up. And the Dallas Cowboys, like all the teams, and I feel like the Dallas Cowboys more than not, they're getting ready for the regular season. They're opening up training camp out in Cali. And you know what that means, right? Jerry Jones opens up his mouth, and he says something ridiculous. Now, I'm not going to beat up on Jerry Jones for his eternal optimism. At this stage of his life, it's probably best for him to just be an optimist. Jerry Jones was asked about the Dallas Cowboys this season. He was asked what they're going to do. And you know what? I don't need to hold this in any longer. This is the million-dollar question, year after year after year. Hey, Jerry, is this going to be the year that y'all finally go back and win a Super Bowl? This is what Jerry Jones said in response.
I certainly think and came to camp with the idea in mind that if we can have the kind of camp we want to have, that we've got a team that can compete for the top spot. And that's I don't want to understate that for sure. There's a lot of work to be done because we're going to play a lot of young players. But I think that when you weigh it, you weigh where we've evolved over the last two or three years with our defense. You look at some of the talent we've got. Look at Dak. When I look at all those things, I think we've got a chance to be a contender.
Oh, my God. What a meandering ass way to answer the question. Just say yes, man. Hey, Jerry Jones, do you think the Dallas Cowboys are Super Bowl contender? Just say yes. Isn't that what the Dallas Cowboy fans think every year? This is going to be the turnaround, and then there's this disappointment, right? There's Tony Romo crying on the ground, and there's Dak Prescott and his broken leg. There's Ezekiel Elliott before he was given the boot. This man is, well, anyway, he ain't got no more tread on his tires. He's not around anyway. Tony Pollard coming off of his broken leg. You expect CeeDee Lamb to make some more strides. You got Brandon Cooks there to help out as well. Dak Prescott is letting everybody know. He's like, I'm going to cut down on my turnovers. Please, tell me if you've heard this one before. Maybe you haven't. It's the preseason. People are talking about the Dallas Cowboys. And there's conversations as to whether or not they're Super Bowl contenders. Jerry Jones' answer, and even the reporter who asked him, hey, are y'all Super Bowl contenders? You can probably run that on a loop. You can hold it, save it, and just play it next year. Jerry Jones doesn't need to have a press conference. He doesn't need to talk to the media. Just play what he just said. Because that's the Dallas Cowboys' MO year after year after year. Is this going to be the year? Unlikely, I'm sorry. To be Super Bowl contenders? Jerry Jones is just, when is he going to get out of his own way? Well, I know the answer to that, when he's going to get out of his own way. But when is he going to cede? You know, any type of football operations. I know he wants to go out and be a champ, but Dallas Cowboys will be good. They'll be fine. Are they going to be 9 wins fine? I think so. 9-10 wins for the Dallas Cowboys, and they'll go to the playoffs and they'll lose. Let's pick a team. The Eagles will beat them. Let's pick another team. The 49ers, led by Brock Purdy, will go out there and beat them while Sam Darnold is holding the clipboard. The Dallas Cowboys are in that category of, why talk about it? Just wait to see what they do. And so thank you, Jerry Jones. Always entertaining to listen to. Not really. But always fun to listen to. Probably not really as well. Well, damn it, I'm just a jerk, and I like listening to Jerry Jones say a whole lot of nothing. What else is new? Hey, Jack, this is a story that goes on every year. Somebody asks the Dallas Cowboys Super Bowl contenders, and Jerry Jones just goes, yeah, we are.
Yeah, I don't understand why he constantly feels the need to sound like a broken record either. He says, oh, Dak's good. We like the supporting cast. It's very bland. It's the typical media owner speak. What's changed? Why are they going to be better this year than they were last year? Is Ezekiel Elliott going to get tackled in a very weird play to end the season? Is that going to be our last vision once again?
God. That final play, what were they doing?
When he lined up as a wide receiver, they threw it 5 yards and he was tackled the moment he caught it. Like, what are we doing here? That in a nutshell is like the Cowboys season year after year after year, and there's no reason to believe that they can possibly compete in the NFC. Yeah, maybe they'll make the playoffs and win a game or something, but they're not serious contenders. Let's not kid ourselves.
Yeah, it's a terrible way for Ezekiel Elliott to go. He's one of these dudes right now that just doesn't have a job. Like, he's fallen off the face of the earth that much? Possibly. He doesn't have a job. Leonard Fournette doesn't have a job. Saquon Barkley had to just, New York Giants held him over the fires like, hey, you want to show up and make some money, or you gonna whine? You gonna hold out? And he had to settle. What a hard knock life. So if, yeah, excellent point, Jack. If you want to look at the Dallas Cowboys and, you know, one season to the other, you can't necessarily tie them all together. But with the Cowboys, it's like every year is woulda, coulda, shoulda. America's team, right? It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk about the highest paid football player to ever play in the NFL. That's here in America. Don't move. CBS Sports Radio.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So I got to go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's going to totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com's Summer Black Friday sale, now for 45% off mega deals. 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.